down.
Yeah! Woo!
That's how you start it.
Woo, 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 woo!
Who is...
Woo!
What's the name of the guy who's the daredevil? Matt Murdock?
Matt Murdock. That's right. Derek, you look like Matt Murdock.
Yeah, you look like Matt Murdock.
You gonna be solving some...
No, you really do.
Paralegal nightmares?
Now you sound like...
Theme song.
What do lawyers do?
Make money.
Make them 60 for rent around you. And you know they'll have some fun. They're gonna do a funny podcast. And you know you might be on the front. Make a 60 for the Make a 60 for. Make a 60 for.
We did it. We had another great theme song.
I was going to go again. Old rope-a-dope. Switcheroo.
He was doing that before the podcast even was live. He just does that.
Get his energy up.
Before anybody
gotta get
was
the energy
here
up
at the studio.
Got to get the energy up.
He was just by himself doing
flex
that.
We call it clanging and banging. We get up. We get our energy up. We start pumping. We start pushing the ups and chinning them too. And then we're ready to go. I should switch to decaf, actually.
No way.
You think it's good?
I think right before a podcast, it's good to get that little charge in you. You get a little of that forehead glisten sweat.
Yeah.
And even on a hot day like today, you suck down a tall cup of Joe.
Do you ever drink so much coffee you feel tired?
What?
Yeah, that happens the time. I did too much and I'm tired.
Man, this guy
is, again, as
did too much, man.
I'm tired, but my eye twitches.
You OD'd.
And then you drink NyQuil before a flight and it woke you up.
Yeah,
what the hell?
What's next with this guy?
This guy jumped in a fucking fountain.
What are you drinking right now?
This is some knockoff LaCroix. But it was blood orange flavor, which I'm a sucker for anything blood orange.
Yeah.
So instead of going name brand, I went with the flavor that really spoke to me.
I mean, LaCroix's already cheap.
I was going to say it's already cheap and bad.
Yeah.
It's like the knockoff.
Isn't it like 25 cents a can?
Blood orange, as far as I'm aware. So I went with blood orange. Don't judge me.
It's like
spoiled name brand. Anyways, welcome everybody to the Make 64 podcast. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Well, I just feel like I just had this feeling all week that it was just like an off week for the world, you know, just kind of like a lot of negativity and a lot of just...
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. A lot of, you know, whether it was the news or just... I don't know.
I heard a lot of good news this week.
Weird energy this week. I think a lot of people feel this way. I think the only answer to wash it all away, that we can all unite on something. Will.i.am, idiot he is.
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
Will.i.am checked his phone during a musical performance at a recent festival. people were in disbelief.
Was he in the audience?
Wait.
Nope.
They let, like, the audience could see him do this?
He is on stage. It's not his part of the song. And Will.i.am is on stage.
What the fuck?
So he got called out on this.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But that's not the reason I'm sharing. Look, I'm not trying to gang up on this guy.
Okay.
I want to share his message of reasoning, okay?
I would love to hear it.
Real quick, before you do that, we've been on stage. We've acted in plays and musical performances, comedy bits. We've hosted masquerade balls. We've been on stage a lot. Mm-hmm. The number one rule. The number one rule of any entertainment thing is turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get kicked out of the show. You'll be blackballed from entertainment if we did that.
Yeah.
But what was his explanation?
Well, I mean, you know, he might have just been bored during the song. There is a picture. I mean, you could see, like, you know,
he's doing
the song.
So, I heard the headline and I thought, like, maybe part of his musical performance is he has to adjust an app that he sings through or something on the phone. Like, what could be the excuse?
That's a possibility. But so, it seems like a pretty shitty, okay.
Pretty loose possibility. Well, but what does he give?
I'm trying to spread the word. He gave his reason. He said, "Listen, sharing on socials isn't checking phone mid-song."
Oh God damn it!
That's me being a performer and cameraman, showing the world how awesome Australia is. Wanted the world to see Australia from my point of view, and that POV is awesome and lovely. Sorry if I offended anyone sharing my love.
Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, don't put this on
respect.
Me.
Was he taking a photo then?
I dig that.
He's saying
respect.
Sharing the love, that's cool.
Well, where is the love? Classic song.
What if he was checking the time?
When can I get backstage for my BJ?
He was sharing on the socials.
You know,
she shared on the socials.
You can share on the socials later. You could do that.
Did this photo come out and was it shared on the socials?
I'm sharing on the socials
seen
right now.
People,
where's the proof?
I've seen people during a performance, they stop and take a picture of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
I get that. Yeah. I'm on board with this.
That's never not like red to me.
But then they never go, what, got it, 1 second.
You guys.
Yeah, you share it.
I shared it.
Yeah.
You
got
guys.
It. Thank you.
Will.i.am has a song called Let's Get Retarded.
Yes.
We got retarded. You guys played right into his hands on this one.
Is this what he wanted?
Listen. Will.i.am has been so irrelevant for the past 2 or 3 years that putting stuff on the socials in the middle of his concert was his plan to re-engage the audience and get his name back out there. And what happened? Headline news.
True,
and now we're here discussing it. Because really, honestly, I love Will.i.am, idiot he is. But this one doesn't strike me as his worst offense by far.
Do you think he played us? Like
I actually think
I'm going to get these motherfuckers and make 64 talk.
I actually think this is a Will.i.am publicity stunt, and we got snookered into it.
Conspirator he is.
He might have paid the author to write this article.
Because
he hasn't been in the news lately.
Sean, as you have said, you've seen people take pictures in mid-concert. No big deal. When Will.i.am does it, headline news.
Because
what's going on
because
here?
Because people don't post it during the concert. They post it after the concert.
Mm.
And that's where he fucked up.
No, that's where he innovated.
Well, he did. He's an innovator.
Will.i.am. Genius he is.
Millennial he is.
He might just be stupid.
No.
I just want to evaluate every side.
No.
Well, he was on stage in front of a million people in Australia. You're in a room with 5 people in California.
But millions
the numbers
millions are watching online.
Well, ooh, that's true.
Millions.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well,
true.
I'd say it's about split. A little heavier towards Will.i.am.
And there's no segment devoted to Rocco Bodie, idiot he is.
Nope.
That I know.
They have no material.
Wait, but do you watch Will.i.am's podcast?
Oh.
So you don't know.
Oh, shit.
They're going to be trading blows.
Yeah.
I would love if he did that.
I bet
you
would.
Of course you would.
And
of course, because he's famous.
Somebody in the chat brought up a really good point. If he had the puss, he wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
He'd go, oh.
Just send it.
My mom's mood is bad.
Too bad he's.
Stay away.
He's pussless, sadly. Can't get one.
Bummer.
Real big bummer.
Been there.
Anyways.
Because I couldn't get a pre-order in.
Hmm.
Sean, you okay?
Yeah. Try some puss, Sean. Cheer you up.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Not after that surgery. Because his wrist is double jointed now.
All right, so Will.i.am, idiot. We're not erasing the fact that he is an idiot, but we're going to let him skate on this one. What else happened? Rocco's going to hold him to task.
I'm not saying he's an idiot, but he is an asshole.
Wait, didn't... hey, you know what? Didn't Will.i.am, like, punch Perez Hilton in the face for all the shit talking?
Yeah.
Because
talk shit, get hit.
I haven't heard Perez Hilton talk any shit about Will.i.am in a while, but Rocco's really been picking up the slack.
I haven't heard Perez Hilton just talk in general.
Yeah.
I think he's scared to.
After
probably
he got beat
punched
up.
In the face.
That like changed. Perez Hilton used to be like that website.
That
was,
did
like,
change him.
It was super like negative, like tear everyone down kind of thing. And then after
and then
that,
he got
like,
punched in the
after
face.
After that brawl, he really was like, I'm all about positivity.
Yeah, that'll happen.
No more punching down, huh?
That'll happen. Yeah, punch up.
If you get punched by a black IP,
You get a black eye.
R.I.P.
You get R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to your negativity.
I liked Paris Hilton way more than Perez.
Me too. And I wasn't sure.
She was hot.
I saw private
Frank.
Tapes of both, and one was way better
she
than the
had
other.
That chihuahua.
I saw House of Wax, her second movie. I saw her debut too. I don't remember the title of it.
Yeah, I forgot that one.
One Night in Paris.
Midnight in Paris or something.
Midnight in Paris, yeah.
The Taking of Paris 1, 2, 3.
That was a sequel.
Didn't that have an ugly ass John Travolta in it? Like he got bald or something?
There's some John Travolta movie out there where he's fat and bald.
Yeah,
and he's like in black leather.
The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
He looks so bad. He's got like a little mustache right here.
I just remember. I want to say maybe it was like Tim and Eric Night Live or something was airing at that time, and they kept cutting to that image, and it was cracking me.
John Travolta's whole shtick for the last decade is how fucking ugly can you make
me?
It's like,
except, you know, I have to say, Gotti. I thought they were using real footage of John Gotti. Forget about it.
Did you see Gotti?
No, the promos.
He didn't listen to the critics or the people.
The promos for it had old Italian women going, I didn't know if they were using footage of John Gotti or not.
These are dumbass old people. Yeah. Ghost. Yeah.
You're really dumb. You're really dumb. Anyways, welcome everybody to the Mega 64 podcast. We've been going for a little while here. It's a hot Sunday night. It's the final Sunday of September. It's my birthday week earlier this week. I'm 33.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
That's when Christ died.
That's when was he 33?
Jesus died at age 33.
You know what I've been telling people? I'm a history buff.
Catholic.
I'm a history buff. Alexander the Great died at 32.
Oh wow.
I haven't accomplished as much as that guy.
Or Jesus.
But I've lived longer. So I win.
Yep.
Derek the Great, suck it.
Derek the Greater.
Derek the Greater, yes.
You're
Derek the Better.
Your life is a better paced life than his.
Yeah, I'm more like the slow burn.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not even over.
Exactly. So
that video,
what's up?
Public access, whatever. When it will never end.
Yeah, they
don't
need
know
a
what
bus
to
pass.
Do next. Is the perfect symbol of my own life. I look at that as like, all right, cool. I did this. Oh, it's not even over.
I still have to keep going.
I have to improvise something else.
Got
to
top the last one.
Oh, and guaranteed, I've seen way more boobs than Alexander the Great ever dreamed of.
Well, he already did the math on that.
Dreamed of.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
Covered he probably saw a lot.
Yes, to his credit. To his credit. But I got him beat, baby. Yeah.
You know what?
Sorry.
Fuck Alexander the Great. He probably saw a lot against their will. It was some Me Too shit back then.
Yeah.
So fuck Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, he was awful.
I do want to, you know, in the name of this week. Oh, you know, actually, speaking of it being the end of September.
Yeah.
I feel like, now, I know a lot of people who are like, yeah, October 1st, Halloween stuff. But I know a lot of people that were like really eager to jump on that as soon as it hit September 1st.
Oh, hey, I saw that August 1st.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I've always been a holiday guy. I love holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when there was Christmas stuff, I know a lot of people who are like, oh God, Christmas stuff. But I'm always like, oh, I love it. But even still, I try to equate it to, Christmas is my favorite. And I try to equate it and it's like if I was jumping up and down about Christmas on October 1st, I would think someone should arrest me. You know?
Yeah, you got to get
on. But even November 1st, I don't mind in November that there's Christmas stuff up, personally.
Yeah.
But I also don't think November 1st, yeah, but, you know, it's like, you know.
I'm not kidding. Like, August, I went to the stores and I saw Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
No Thanksgiving. And I just thought, like, this is so far beyond fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we would begin to set this straight again.
Yeah.
You're taking two holidays and erasing the one in the middle, smushing them together, and then moving them all 5 months early.
Yeah, I like Thanksgiving. What the hell?
Yeah, put the turkey shit out. And the pilgrims.
So popular, and Christmas is too. It's like overshadowing.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, what makes money? Thanksgiving doesn't make money.
Well, it's all about the money. So,
maybe if you advertised it more.
So that's what it boils down to is I guess we figured out the reason. It's because it's not really Thanksgiving anymore. Now it's Gray Thursday.
True.
We already determined that.
Gray Thursday.
So
I forgot.
Yeah. Totally.
But anyway, but that just kind of...
They should put out, like, Black Friday stuff when the season starts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, crowd control shield, electric baton.
Mace.
Some sort of, like, big wedge that you could shove into a group of people and then spread them out and then just clear the way to the discount television.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of defibrillator for when you get trampled.
Some kind of armor.
Yeah, suit of armor.
That'd be good.
Suit of armor Teflon with like treads on it. So if you do fall to the ground, you start getting trampled, your suit will just start propelling itself forward on the treads, like
towards the like, most expensive electronics.
Yeah, you're basically like a human tank tread. And if you want, you can come up from behind the crowd, dive on the ground, and then kind of like, here's the crowd, and you trip them all.
Treadmill style.
I hope they have...
I got a little carried away with that, but...
I hope there's...
Brainstorming.
Yeah, there you go. I hope there's real good deals this Black Friday on bulletproof backpacks. I just could use like three. Every side.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah,
because
that's a real
thing. Hearing older people telling me to get those for my kids.
Yeah, those are real things.
I had like...
Oh, what a marketing fucking idea. Bulletproof backpacks for kids to play into the fear of school shootings.
Yeah.
This is a real thing now happening?
People kept saying I should get them, and I was like, I don't know if that's real. I haven't heard about this. And they're like, oh, it's real, and you need to get them.
You need to spend your money, Sean.
I don't know.
Keep those.
You know what, though? If I was
turning.
A bad shooter guy, I'd be like, hey, you, yeah? Take your backpack off. Can I see that? Yeah.
And then you put them all around you, and then you're the bad shooter guy.
Then, yeah, you have
you're in a suit of armored backpacks.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, bro.
Tell me more.
I'm saying if I'm
interested.
If I was a villain.
You got me. Okay. You got me hooked.
What
happens next?
I don't know
like
why
the Hobgoblin or some Marvel villain.
I don't know why this was in my head, but this was one of my favorite Halloween memories was I went to a Halloween party once, and there was some older drunk guy, and they were watching an old movie from the 60s called X, the Man with the X-Ray Eyes.
Okay. I've heard of that movie.
And he looks at a part, like in the movie he's at a party, and he looks, and you know, it's a cheesy shot, and there's like a girl, like a go-go dancer, but it shows what he sees, and it's just her back. Like, you know, but she's clearly naked.
Yeah.
But it's just her back because, of course, it's the 60s.
He's really looking through her clothes.
It's a really clean movie, but it's just her back. And I remember this drunk dude turned to me and went, dude, if I was that guy, I'd be like, hey, turn around.
Yeah.
And that still makes me laugh.
Hey, you.
He thought Family he was like a genius.
I'd be like, yo. Problem solved.
Hey! What?
That's a pretty deep thought. Hey, do you remember, speaking of deep thoughts, I just rediscovered, I totally forgot these existed, Deep Thoughts by Jack
Andy.
Oh, yeah, I haven't thought about that in years.
I have mugs with Deep Thoughts from Jack
Andy.
Wow.
I was talking to somebody recently who had never heard of Jack Andy, and I was like, what? And I went on YouTube and tried to find a compilation, but I found a couple. It was kind of hard to find. And it was kind of – it was strange to explain to this person, like, dude, Jack Handy was like a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. They used to have books in the bookstore, like collections.
I've got to find, like, is there a Jack Handy Twitter I can follow? Which really? There are, but they're not – it's like someone else posting
stuff.
It's not like him.
He has, but it's still like a webcomic. Like, he has his website, and he'll just update with a new quote every single day.
He has a website?
And that's where he still prints new books.
Those were on SNL, right?
Yeah, why they aren't on YouTube, because those were NBC, like, copyrighted.
Whenever I was on back in the day, AIM, my bio was always a Jack Handy quote. 100% of the time.
I remember.
Yeah. Jack Handy was the best.
It's so funny how avant-garde and like fun in that way that SNL was. Like it came back last night, and it was like it's like they just quoted everything from that trial, but exaggerated. Like it was just the laziest shit. I'm mad and I'm yelling.
I think there was an article
the other day.
There's an article on Vice today, and the headline was something like, SNL cold opens are unfunny elitist garbage. And I was like, that's a pretty accurate review.
Yeah. Man,
it's been so politically heavy the last couple seasons.
But but not even in an insightful way. It's just like, we're going to quote.
It's acknowledging it without taking any sides and just like.
Well, we're gonna quote what happened but and then exaggerate it. And that's it. Like there isn't like a further weird layer to it or anything. It was just like, man, okay.
Yeah. When my friend wrote for SNL, she was saying it's the same person who like writes the cold open every single week. Like, it's like, it's really? Like a lot of the same people back then, which is why they're all like 10 minutes and not funny.
Yeah.
Because they're so fucking long. And that's like ultimately the biggest problem with SNL skits. It's like a thing will start like, all right, we know where this is going. And then it's just 10 minutes of the same gag. Yeah. Whereas like good tight comedy is like 2 or 3 minutes and then out.
Yeah. It's kind of like a lot of old blood, I think, is kind of keeping it from.
Even back in 2011, when my friend was a writer there, she tried to pitch a Pokemon skit, like, and they didn't know what Pokemon was, because they were, like, all in their 70s, and like, oh, this is nothing, and then 2 years later, like, Pokemon Go came out and was the biggest phenomenon.
Well, things have changed, because there was a Fortnite skit.
Oh, my God.
There was
really?
A Fortnite skit? Oh, geez.
Where the guy couldn't get it to move properly, and it was a dude, like, running into a wall for 5 minutes.
What?
That was, like, the whole sketch.
Shut the fuck up. What's the point?
But doesn't...
What's the... I'm old. I don't know how to play video games. But what's the point of that skit?
Yeah, that was it. It was. I want to learn how to do this so my son thinks I'm cool.
Who is the actor?
It was Adam Driver.
He was playing the dumbass?
He was playing a dumb stepdad who wanted to impress his kid, and he just kept it running into a wall. And that was it. That was
but think about this. In the same show, they had a Kavanaugh cold open and then a Fortnite skit. Who is this show for? Like, who are you making this for?
A lot of parents have heard about Fortnite, so that was for them, I guess.
I guess.
You went to a fucking bumpin' Fortnite party at the Microsoft school?
Oh, yeah! Like? So, yesterday, I had to stop by the Apple store for something, and then I was like, you know what? I'm done here. There's a Microsoft store right over there. I wonder what's going on over there. You know, I give equal time to both parties. You know, I'm trying to be...
Duality.
Platform agnostic.
Apple is busier than Microsoft, because... They pay people
to stand in the stores to make it look cool.
They pay for that.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll have Sean's brother on here with all the conspiracy theories.
About Apple.
But anyway, I went by the Microsoft store and I was like, wait, what's going on here? And there was a sign outside that Minecon Earth was happening now.
You went to another Minecon then.
And we're I was like, am I really at another Minecon right now? So Minecon was the official convention for Minecraft. And we went the first year. They asked us to do a video for it, and we were there in Vegas for the first one, which was Pandemonium. And then we did a video for the second year, which was in Paris. And that's what Derek and I went to that, and they didn't end up playing our video. But, again, huge event. Every year, that event would sell out in 2 seconds. But I guess now that event... they've changed it to where it's just a stream. It's a live stream. And anyone can watch it, but then at Microsoft stores, because Microsoft owns that now, is you can go, and it's kind of an event. Like, they play the stream, and then they have, you know, giveaways, and there was actually, like, food and, like, you know, stuff. But I was like, I'm going to go inside. I mean, I'm here. What are the odds? Let me go inside and see what this is all about. That whole store was parents and their, I'm going to say, 11-year-old kid. The entire store was ignoring the stream and playing Fortnite. And then when they would announce a giveaway, like every half hour, they would stop and do whatever trivia for the giveaway.
Yeah.
And then that, and they go back to Fortnite. I have this image. I took this picture of Minecraft, them talking about it on TV. And all these computers, and they're all playing Fortnite. It was just
weird. Fortnite is the new Minecraft. Let me tell you, I don't know if I've said this before. It makes so much sense to me that Fortnite became what Minecraft was, and Minecraft is on its way out, because Fortnite is the logical grown-up evolution of Minecraft. It has the elements of Minecraft. You start with a pickaxe.
You can do that,
you're dropped in the middle of nowhere. It's resource collection and management and building. But then they add a first-person shooter element. They took this game that many people thought was for kids, and then they mashed it up with what everybody thinks is the ultimate adult game, which is like
Call of Duty.
Exactly. And now guess what? It's like the new Minecraft
is. Its graphics are kind of in the middle too.
It's cartoony.
Yeah. Not totally realistic,
and
but a step up from Minecraft.
It's free to play, so any kid can just jump
That's
in.
Very
and
true.
Now cross-platform, like everything works with everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're
PC,
opening up.
PC, Xbox.
Yeah, PS4 finally caved, and now it's
PS4.
I still don't, because I imagine if I'm an adult, if you're playing this game, isn't it going to be mostly like kids who suck ass at it?
No, it is mostly like teenagers, 20-somethings, and above.
Wow.
There are, like, young people on it, but everybody... It's the biggest game in the world. Everybody plays it. And, two, That doesn't fucking matter because when you're playing it, you have a squad.
Yeah.
And you and your squad play every night. And so if you're going up against little kids, you don't care. You're like, oh, let's go fucking annihilate these kids. We're the best.
So, Sean, do you like, it's your fun. Kids play?
No. Are they more of a Roblox?
They don't care.
No.
What games do they play primarily?
Nothing crazy. I mean, we played Marvel.
But like Nintendo shit, right?
I guess you kind of see over it.
We played Marvel it up, you know, things, yeah. Spider-Man.
You see over their stuff. They're not out getting stuff on
their
own.
Beckett has a couple of like things he plays on his phone, but it's not that. It's like a Star Wars game that he's really into. Oh. And then Injustice he likes.
Oh. Okay.
But nothing like, he doesn't like care about Fortnite.
But Minecraft, keep in mind, Minecraft has been around since like 2007.
Yeah.
It's been around a while.
That's like 11 years. Nothing is going to stay number one, especially in the world of video games. That's a fucking great run.
I mean, there's at one point where Tetris was like the number one.
Yeah, I mean, Minecraft, that's up there with Mario.
And it's still very big. I mean, that's
as,
not to say
as far
not,
as, yeah, you know. Cultural impact, it's there. It's achieved it. But it can't stay number one forever. Something was going to come along and dethrone it.
Right.
So I wonder if the reason Minecon has been reduced to a stream is because Minecraft is losing its fan base, maybe. Maybe they just don't see the like value of doing this huge convention.
Yeah, I think also like Microsoft owns it now, so I think they are probably the ones that are like, we're making the little bit we're making off doing a convention. It's better for the promotion, than selling tickets to kids. Yeah. You know, I think Microsoft has bigger. I think they want to make money on a bigger scale than that. You know what I mean? I could see that.
Yeah, but right now it's Fortnite. That's the biggest game. And in a couple years, it'll be another game that we bigger than Fortnite. And it'll be the exact same situation. It'll be a Fortnite, Con, Earth, or whatever, and everyone's playing this new game, and no one gets a
even
fuck.
Even at E3, even before like Fortnite, there was like that bubble where League of Legends was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to PAX, League and League of Legends had huge booths. Now at the conventions, Fortnite took up like half an E3 floor this last year. They had so much of
it. I went to Spirit Halloween early.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because it was September. Their Fortnite section was sold out.
Wow.
This was 2 weeks ago in the middle of September. The woman was like, hey, I don't know, but just to let you know, we do have Fortnite stuff here, and we're the only store in San Diego that still has Fortnite because we got a shipment today. And if you're interested in it, it's not going to be around tomorrow. And I was like, oh, good to know.
Damn.
So it's big.
What was the biggest hype thing in terms of maybe as a kid or whatever that you were part of in terms of like a cultural event?
I remember Pokemon exploding when I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
And I had Pokemon Yellow. I wasn't like, it was honestly for me, it felt like that South Park episode. All of my friends immediately jumped into Pokemon and I was like, Kyle, like, I don't know, this is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember kids everywhere being obsessed with it.
I was into Pokemon when it started. And then I did Red and Blue and then I was like done.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it when it came out.
I was into a bunch of things throughout the years, but my earliest was 1989, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja
Turtles like world tour with a live concert.
Oh,
I was 4 years old standing on my seat. That's my earliest like concert memory.
Yeah, I was definitely part of that, but I felt like for me I don't even have a comparison in terms of which was actually bigger, but for me Power Rangers felt bigger because there was such pandemonium about the toys, because the show blew up and there was this thirst for all these toys, and they were like phenomenally hard to get.
Yeah.
So I think for me as this kid, it was like going on an adventure. Every weekend it was like, hey, the paper says Target is getting the villains this weekend. Oh my God. Okay. Get there at 6 a.m. You know, and as a kid, this was like an event.
I was
this
like that was with like, Star Wars toys.
Oh, okay,
like,
sure.
Hey, the Walmart gets new shipments every Tuesday. Mom, we're going every Tuesday.
For me, the thing that I got on like day one, Magic the Gathering, my friends and I were super into like right when that came out.
Uh-huh.
And I think about it now and it's like I had all of those cards and I gave them away. What would they have been worth now? I don't fucking know.
Probably nothing.
Probably. Well, we also play that fucking game.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, but I went through all my old Magic cards too, because I heard that story of this guy found a $10,000 Black Lotus card or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, you can make money. And I went, every card I had was worth like 2 cents max.
For me, day one, the big phenomenon that I was on the train of is South Park. I was like,
oh,
when
yeah.
that first episode aired, my dad yeah. and I watched it together, and it was like, I was in.
And that was, see, that was, that for me, is I was not on that train at all. And then I went to, I had a Washington, D.C. field trip right after that show started. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, heading into this city with all these other schools that are also taking trips. And every boy had a, oh my God, they killed Kenny.
I had that shirt. Had that
and shirt. even during the trip, it was like, hey, you want to go in here and get some souvenirs? Get a souvenir shirt? Yeah, sure. And then I'd walk in and it was, oh my God, they killed Kenny, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It was I like, remember that. It was like, my dad was on that trip. He was one of the chaperones. And I just remember telling, I was like, Dad, this is a nightmare. Yeah. Like, everywhere we go is this thing.
But that was me in Power Rangers. Like, I didn't watch it. Yeah. Chris did. I didn't care.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I can't escape. And that's kind of the thing, too. If you're not on the in,
yeah,
and something like this blows up, you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why my kids don't play Fortnite, because it's like, hey, I'm tired of fucking hearing about it. I'm not playing Fortnite.
Well, before Fortnite, before Minecraft, in the 90s, I was obsessed with the biggest video game in America. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I love yes. Mortal Kombat.
And I remember every like Mortal Kombat came out, too. I got it. Mortal Kombat 2 came out next year, I got that one. Mortal Kombat 3 came out the year after, I got that one.
The movie was number one at the box office.
Yeah, I saw that movie like 5 times in theaters. So, and I remember my dad bought Mortal Kombat 3 for me, and it was kind of like, Mortal Kombat 3? Really? And I was like, yeah, it's the best one. He's like, you're going to be 65 getting Mortal Kombat 65? And I was like, yes! Fuck yeah! That sounds awesome.
I think for me, I kind of resented Mortal Kombat because, again, it's kind of how it's presented to you. I didn't have, like, it. I just had kids at school just telling me gory shit, and it wasn't, like, cool. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, it's one thing to play it, like, the first time you see it, and it's like, whoa, we're playing it. But it was just, like, I've said this before. One, I was into, like, cutesy games. I was into, like, Mario and stuff. That's what I wanted to play. But my introduction to Mortal Kombat was just like, dude, Mortal Kombat yesterday ripped out a guy's heart.
Yeah.
And there was probably like shitty kids telling
me. Yeah, exactly. I hated all of them.
Yeah.
And they're telling me, check it out, I did this one thing, I ripped a guy's spine out and like looked at it.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero. Cool, Jason. That's great. You know, it was like, I don't Sub-Zero. Care. And that was kind of South Park for me when it came out, was it was like, I think what pushed me away from it was that it was all these kids that I hate doing like, yeah, I fart on you. Yeah, they killed Kenny. You know, it was just like, it was all like vulgar
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I
remember
honestly,
1993, like, Street Fighter 2 was super huge, mm-hmm. and Mortal Kombat came out, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
It was like,
it blew it away.
Yeah, it was like the first time. So much more realistic. It was the first time a video game wasn't what Rocco described really cutesy and childish that I had seen. I'm sure there were others, but that was the one where I was like, oh my God, this is like a R-rated movie. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like something I shouldn't be allowed to watch, but it's a video game. And it just, I was 8.
And then also, in contrast to Street Fighter and Capcom stuff, which had super colorful, bright graphics.
Yes. See, cartoon, I was all over Street Fighter.
Which I love. But yeah, Mortal Kombat, Midway had the simulated, like, it was real actors.
Yeah, it looked real.
It looked realistic. Yeah. And then, Hyper Blood. But then, leaning into the controversy, like, it had on the thing, like, rated only for mature, you know, all this stuff, like, it was taboo.
Yeah, it was like putting a parental advisory sticker on a CD.
Same thing, too. We were talking about this last week. In the 90s, everything was like, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Pull out an Uzi, shoot a classroom full of kids. Everything was ultra-violent.
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat was the entrance of video games into that ultra-violent era.
Yeah.
And it was a huge phenomenon. So, you know, we're just talking about, like, what was the big cultural thing that you played. And, I almost forgot about how big Mortal Kombat was as a video game.
Until you said it, I mean, everything you guys mentioned, Pokemon cards, not Magic, but like the Ninja Turtles, I totally forgot about. The only thing bigger, I think, for me, the biggest would be Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But when I was younger, when Pogs hit, I think we were all a lot younger for that. That thing hit, and there's no shame to being all the fucking way in with all your friends.
Yeah.
I got a little older, and it was like South Park was awesome. I was on episode one, and then when I saw it blow up and all my friends wearing the stupid I Killed Kenny shirts and everything, I got like turned off to it. So it had this kind of reverse effect. I think when I was younger, Pogs was just such a shameless thing. Like, no, this is so much fun. I got way in.
But also, too, they fit what you liked. So, like, I know a lot of my friends, all their Pogs were Marvel shit. You know, for me, my Pogs were all, what can I find of, oh, I have Pogs from
Japanese
Mario Brothers the movie and like Mega Man X.
I have a ton of Power Rangers Pogs.
Can we go around and talk about our most embarrassing Pogs? Like stupid stuff that like, why was I into this? Because when I was into Pogs and we were all into Pogs, I was really into the series called Roadkill Cafe.
And
it was a series of pogs of
I had those.
It was like different animals that had been run over, and it would be like chicken nuggets, and it would be chicken, like a cartoon chicken with like tire marks through it, or you know, and like
I had those,
roast beef, and it's like a cow that's been hit by a semi truck.
You know, there's some people, we should say, there honestly are probably a good amount of people watching this that were not around for Pogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pogs were little round cardboard caps, and you would collect them. They were almost like trading cards. They all had different stuff on them. And you would play a game with them where you'd stack them up, and then you'd have a plastic or a metal slammer, and you'd hit the stack, and whatever flipped over was yours to keep, kind of. Roughly, right?
You didn't have to play for trade or for keep.
Yeah, that was always the thing. It's like you play for fun
sometimes,
or play for keeps.
Yeah. You know. Whatever you flipped, and you took turns going back and forth.
But that was a stigma. That was a real issue at that time because I always played with people that couldn't. It was never clear if it was for keeps or not. And then I would go do something and be like, "All my Mega Man X Pogs are gone."
Got to go talk to the parent.
That totally happened.
Got to get my dad to talk to your mom.
Yeah, it was I never played for all keeps like that at all. Like what? You know, but I will say the thing for me that is embarrassing, but she meant well. My grandma knew I loved Pogs on my dad's side. When she was still alive, she knew I enjoyed those so much. And she went to the store at the mall and got me a metal, like a really fancy metal slammer.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got this for you because I want you to keep it the rest of your life.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, is this that good? And she gave it to me, and it had O.J. Simpson on it.
Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Oh. Yes!
And it said, it was right in the middle of his trial.
Guilty, or not guilty,
And one side said guilty, one said not guilty.
I had Pogs that said that.
Yeah, and one and the guilty side had his mugshot, you know, and then not guilty, it had a picture of him.
Yeah.
Oh,
like that. And she said, you know, this is history.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at that and laugh and remember that was happening. I was like,
that's awesome.
Okay. That is
so I still do. Yeah,
stores way better than
the shutters. But why have one on each side? Like, all right. I guess he's not guilty.
Oh, damn it. He did. I had two Pog collections, like the Pogs that I was willing to play for keeps, and then the good ones, my Roadkill Cafe Pogs. You're not getting those.
Yep.
We'll play, but I'm getting them back at the end. But if you want to play for keeps, hold on. I'll pull out my shitty Pog case.
They were
kind of ranked.
Jam and Jetty Eddie.
Like different tiers. Like,
those are my jams.
So there were the shitty Pogs that I didn't care about. I'll play for keeps with these. And then there were like mid-tier. Like, I kind of like these, but... All right, you want to play for some nicer Pogs? Yeah. I got these. And then, like, the really...
God tier.
Like, I do not want to fucking lose these, but if you want to put your good shit against my good shit, for this one time, we'll throw down.
I will say my favorite actual Pogs are... and I collected them all because... We were just talking about this. I used to drive to Vegas with my family. We had family in Vegas, and we'd go up there at least once or twice a year. And we would drive. We wouldn't fly or anything. And it was a road trip, and I really enjoyed that, going through all the like weird California pit stops and roadside like things was really like part of my childhood I really liked. Mm-hmm. And but stopping at some of these weird stores, my favorite stuff that I collected was Super Mario Brothers the movie Pogs,
right.
And they would have concept art from the movie that wasn't even in the movie. I have Pogs with Mario Brothers the movie deleted scenes on them. How cool is that? But one thing that McDonald's did was that they had their own Pogs for each location. And so there were Pogs that I got. Like, McDonald's had... I don't know why they did that, but McDonald's had their own Pogs at in Barstow. There's a McDonald's that's built into an old train, and they had like Pogs with like the Mac Tonight guy on it, and like weird shit. But like I made sure that we stopped at everyone in these off the beaten path California desert towns. Because they all had their own different Pog. And so I just remember after that summer, I had like a bunch of, like, that was a valuable collection.
Wow. That sounds like a Fallout New Vegas side quest. Yeah. You got them all.
And now those are currency.
I have a bunch of Pogs that are, for weirdly specific Orange County stuff. I have a South Coast Plaza Mall, like 1994 South Coast Plaza, 1994 Laguna Hills Mall, the Ranch of Santa Margarita Fair. Like, just like now today, you go to like conventions at Comic-Con, every booth's giving away postcards. Back then, there were just Pogs that used as promo items. And I have a bunch of weirdly specific Orange County ones.
When are Pogs coming back, and can we bring them back?
Yeah, we tried to bring them back, and it didn't work.
We were giving away secret prizes, right?
Yeah,
we were giving some.
And we had, you mentioned the Jammin' Jetty Eddie, and like there were all those. What were those, like surfer?
It was Surfin' Jetty Eddie,
Rockin' Jetty Eddie.
No, but what was the name of that line? Because I collected those. I collected the whole line too.
Jetty Eddie.
Jetty Eddie.
This is guy with dreadlocks.
But there were other there was like a whole numbered series, and there were other sports and other, like, it was the same art style.
Didn't one of us, or maybe I had it, it was like Rotten Jetty Eddie, and he's dead.
I don't know, that was a rare one.
Jesus. That was a rare one.
Yeah, I always liked the shiny ones, and you know, back in foils. That time, the foils were cool, and there was always like 8-Ball, Spider.
But then there was like yin-yang. Someone now, in terms of the slammers, there were really cool ones, and I remember the cool one that everyone lusted over was the like Rip Saw.
I had that. The Shredder.
Now,
Shredder.
Here's the thing.
I had that.
I eventually got one, and then my friend did too. Fuck that thing, because they would use it, and that thing dented the shit out of the cards. It was like it's like, cool, there's like rips through the Pogs now. Thanks. I guess when you throw a buzzsaw blade. Yeah.
You don't throw it buzzsaw first. You throw it flat. But the Shredder was the buzzsaw one. It was silver. Do you have that one too, Derek?
Yeah, I had that.
That was like the best.
I land the gold one.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
But I think, favorite Pogs, I liked offensive ones. I remember I had I had some with like, you know, nudie girl.
Whoa,
like comic art.
Nice.
It was comic art, but there were like tits on it.
No.
I had I had ones that, like you said, 8-Ball, Yin-Yang was always a big thing.
You remember,
Leafs.
There were certain slammers that were really popular. 8-Ball. Shredder, the Toxic Slammer. Do you remember that?
Oh, the biohazard symbol?
Skull and crossbone, Toxic Slammer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you guys would do this, but there were kids that would do almost like these fucking spells, like fucking rune casts in the middle of the game. I don't know if you ever experienced this, but like somebody, they'd have an 8-Ball slammer, and instead of like playing the game, they would do this thing. 8-Ball corner pocket. They do all four corners of the thing, and then they just take the Pogs. Like, yeah, I did the 8-Ball.
What the fuck?
And somehow, in my little kid fucking brain, it was rationalized like, well, yeah, if you have the 8-Ball slammer, you can do the 8-Ball trick.
They took you.
You can only do it once a game. And I was like, okay. And then I was playing again. Some other guy brought out the Toxic, the skull and crossbones, and just went Toxic, took him. And he just took him.
But
it doesn't have worked that way.
I know, but you know how little kids are? Yeah, they kind of go along with whatever. So
When
I played Pogs in my friend group and at my school, it was known that there were certain slammers where you could pull fucking seedy shit and tricks. So yeah, when you would agree to a Pog game, you'd challenge somebody, be like, let's play Pogs. No 8-Ball. No Toxic. Plastic slammers only. You know, you'd have to throw down the guide rules.
Like on Smash Brothers, turn off items.
Are we allowed to do metal slammers? All right, this time we'll do metal slammers. Hey, let's play Pogs. Anything goes. You're like, fuck you, I'm not playing Anything Goes with you.
This is what was great about Pogs back in the day, is that it was a game that even like the poor kids could play. Like anyone could get Pogs.
Yeah,
everyone had Pogs.
Yeah, and honestly, but as time went on, like my parents didn't give me any fucking money for Pogs, and I had the shitty ones. But over time, I kept winning Pogs and getting good ones. Eventually, I had like a good collection as time went on.
The one thing that was a bummer is that I remember they made a make your own Pog machine.
Yeah, I had
and
that.
I saved and I
with
saved
with the yellow background.
And I saved, and then I finally got it. And as soon as I got it, it was like everyone dropped off.
Oh, dude!
I was like, look, I made Mr. Bean Pogs, and everyone was like, you're still doing Pogs.
You know what? I'm sorry to hear that, because for me, Before I got into Pogs, I was into trading cards. And as soon as I was done with trading cards, I got into Pogs. Then I got the make-your-own Pog machine, and all my fucking superhero and football and baseball trading cards were turned into Pogs. Yeah. So I repurposed them.
I still had fun making them just creatively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to play
them. The only thing is it had this stupid background that was yellow, and it said Pog Maker. And it was like, they're obviously white. Homemade.
That's like getting a trial version of software.
Yeah, it's like I wanted the white back to them, just like any other Pog.
I know we're probably boring people now talking about Pogs for so long. But then it all came crashing down. The Pog bubble burst in the fall of 1995 when schools across America unanimously banned Pogs.
Oh, that shit would always happen.
As
they said it was gambling.
They classified it as fucking gambling. Bullshit. Now, listen, if there's no money involved, that's not a gamble. We're playing for fucking milk caps.
Yeah. Too many shitty kids, playing for keeps.
So they had to give up Pogs, and kids just, they found drugs?
Yeah.
Or was young.
And now we have bulletproof backpacks. Just imagine if we still had Pogs.
Yeah.
Last year's thing was the fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah.
What's next?
Now you got bullets now. Play Fortnite with your bulletproof backpack on.
That's it.
It's like is that something in the game, or they really sell bulletproof backpacks?
No,
in real life.
Is that JanSport making it?
Jan Shield.
Because if you're spending over $30, $40 on your kid's backpack, that's a little excessive.
Yeah.
Dude, you haven't bought a backpack in a while, bro. How much
JanSport is
you want JanSport, 40. You're going 50, 60 now.
Bullshit.
What do kids even need to carry these days? Everything's digital.
Inflation. Yeah. Emma got this backpack from Sweden.
Yeah, see, that's some fashion.
Hey,
that's
wait, stop the fucking story right there.
Hold on. What? You told me about this popular Swedish bag.
She needed to have it?
All the kids have this.
It was expensive, you say.
Well, she was in Sweden, for the record, so that...
Oh!
Okay, that makes...
That should soften the blow a little bit.
That should soften the
but
blow.
There's this
if
brand,
you fly over there, they're much cheaper.
There's just a brand there, and
IKEA.
It honestly looks like it's from IKEA.
It's like a there's fox, a, right?
Gucci.
There's like a circle patch on it.
Yeah, it's Gucci.
And the backpack is like shittiest quality in the world, and it was $80 for this little shitty
dude.
Damn.
It's not backpack. Even bulletproof.
Wait. $80 or 80 Swede francs? Because that's like $100.
I'm telling you, at PAX in Seattle, everyone had those backpacks.
Yeah.
Everyone had them. It's fucking crazy. And those are at least $80. Hers is like not even that big.
Emma's aware that you know she could have the Mega 64 backpack for free, right?
You know what? I don't know if I ever offered her one. I should have done that.
She could have saved $80.
Sorry.
You know, that actually does remind me. Just want to say fast here that we haven't done it in a while. You know, whoever's editing this tomorrow, I'm gonna give a YouTube clip of the week.
Okay.
So whoever's editing this. We don't have an intro, so just do an elaborate, like you're going into a computer, and there's all the classic clips whizzing by. It's like Tron. Like, have all of us go on the grid.
Oh, yeah.
Light bike race, and then we race into a video. And then 10 more minutes of whatever. I don't know how you're going to fill it. YouTube clip of the week. It's not from this year, but it's my favorite video I've seen this year. I think it's called LOL, Pastor Tries to Explain Finances.
Fuck.
Let me tell you, this is my shit. It's about 20 minutes of excruciating detail as someone, they might be from the IRS, he's in court. And they're grilling the owner of this church and this congregation and whatever about – they're grilling him about his expenses.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's see. $5,000 at Gucci in the Bahamas. Yes. Well, and he's trying to speak softly. I don't know. The soft thing.
It's because he's a man of God, Braga.
Well, you know, that was a very hot summer and, you know, I sweat through all my clothes. So you need Gucci? Well, it's just what fits me, and $8,000 at Armani in New York. Well, and it looks like it's just for belts. just belts, $8,000 on belts, and then he's just coming up with the belts are longer lasting, which is good. And okay, $30,000 to Limo Land. Okay, that was to turn a car into a limo. He's just this guy. All right,
it's so brutal.
Jam of mine spent over $30,000 in your clothes. Does that sound about right?
What year was that?
13 and 14.
Oh, God, yes, because I was traveling so much and sweating through all my clothes. Exactly. That probably wasn't enough because just have so...
But they have to be top-of-the-line expensive ones.
No, they're not top-of-the-line clothes.
Louis Vuitton's not top-of-the-line?
Those not where I get my suits from.
Well, you got something from them for spent thousands and thousands.
Well, the belts are... more lasting, so that's good.
Come on, you're buying belts for $5,000?
No, I mean, I've multiple belts.
Rocco was watching him for like 4 days straight, and I was like, hey, you gotta turn it off. Like, I'm getting uncomfortable. Like, I'm not even in this room.
It's just, your palms will sweat the whole time because you think, like, he explains one thing and then they get him with a bigger thing.
You bought a house, and they show a picture of the house, and it's a fucking castle.
It's a castle.
Oh, Lord, we're working on closing that for the congregation. Well, it says you bought it. Okay. Yes. Well, this. Who else living there? It's like, oh fuck.
It's bad. So anyway, LOL. Pastor tries to explain his finances. Something like that.
LOL.
And you'll just cringe and love every minute of it.
But all right.
LOL. Smiley face.
Well, he gives back so much, you know.
We talked about Fortnite, but now I know what the new game across the playgrounds is going to be. Yes. It's going to be portable because people can take it with them wherever they go. Marble It Up is out. Game of the Year is here.
Oh, it's out?
It's out. It came out Saturday.
I've never heard of that.
What's Saturday it out on? Delivery? What's this? Switch.
Right now it's on Switch, okay. But ports are incoming for PC, Xbox One,
is it downloadable
PS4?
Or hard copy?
It's downloadable.
Okay, cool.
And, oh my God, is it fun.
I want it on Switch.
I felt right. I mean, there are a couple levels. Like, here's the thing with the old Marble Blast Ultra. It was like, there were levels, like, okay, that was a hard level. I'm never going to play that again. Because I beat it, fuck that. Yeah. But then there's the super simple levels where, like, I could beat this time.
Yep.
I could do it. And I was even, like, testing Rocco because I knew he got it. And I was like, hey, I got 34 seconds. What'd you get? Because I'm trying to... Oh, it's so much fun. And the coolest thing about this game is that, like, you see the people... Like, you go to the world record scores, and it's like 9 seconds. Yeah, the fuck right.
No,
you can watch their run and see how they did it.
That's awesome.
Whoa!
So do you have to have the Switch online for that?
No. You have to be connected to Wi-Fi to check their scores, but you don't have to.
But you don't have
to. You don't have the service to check that stuff.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
Nope. Awesome.
Yeah. But they do. So right now it's version 1.0. They have like a YouTube video with their roadmap.
Yeah.
They're planning to have multiplayer. They tease something called, I think they call it like Marble Royale. No, Ballers Royale.
Oh.
I have no idea what the fuck that's going to be. But they tease there's going to be like races. But yeah, I want to see what that's going to be like. It's really cool. They don't have friends leaderboards yet, which was like my favorite thing.
Yeah. And so that would be my only... I'm going to say straight up, like next to Spider-Man, this is right on sitting on the same pillar as Spider-Man for me. This game rules.
Yeah.
And for 12 years, this is what I've wanted. So I'm really excited, but I want that in there. That is my number one thing with that last game was comparing scores or times, and I want that.
And I left a comment on their YouTube video, and they responded immediately. So, like, they know what they need to add
definitely.
To. And again, I was really skeptical because anytime a sequel to an old game gets announced, is like, is this going to be legit or, like, bullshit? Like, when Tony Hawk 5 came out, it was like, oh, this is total bullshit.
Yeah.
With Marble Blast, Marble It Up, it's... Not the entire team, but a lot of the same people who did the original game.
Sure.
And with Marble Blast Ultra, it got into weird licensing stuff. So, they just made a new one. But it controls exactly the same.
Yeah,
Physics are great. Not only can you... there's the times beat, but almost every level has like a secret skin, a secret marble you have to find.
Yeah,
so you can bounce around
to find it.
Nice. It's really satisfying. And I'm excited to see whatever their multiplayer stuff is.
I'm glad skins are back.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. I got an ice blue marble.
Getting to check that out at PAX was really cool. So now that that's out, I'm going to be buying
it
tonight.
It's so funny how like the simplest little game sometimes. It's like, I mean, look at Spider-Man and it's like,
the furthest you could go.
You couldn't even think of a more intensive, like, immersive experience. And then it's this game, and we've been playing this all weekend. Like, me and the kids have been, like, super into it.
Mm-hmm. It's rolling a marble. Rolling but a marble. It's so good.
Oh, my God. And, like, seriously, though, I'm making pancakes back. It's like, yeah. I just got 30 seconds. Beat that. It's like, oh, fuck. All right, I'll beat you. But it's, like, it's so much fun.
And, like,
it's
you like, quake with, like, the bunny hopping. Same thing. The physics are good. So, like, when you bounce the ball, it starts picking up speed. So, like, nailing that. Yeah.
I just hopefully they'll get those the time comparisons in.
Yeah.
I will say I do miss from Marvel Blast Ultra the British voice. Mega Mobble.
Yeah.
Super Jump.
The VO.
I do miss that.
That was huge.
Super Jump. So I do miss that. And then there's a big criticism, and I hope they're hearing this. Mm-hmm. I think it should have been titled Marble It the Fuck Up.
Wow.
I think Marble It Up is good, but they should have just.
That's going to be the Game of the Year edition. When they put out the Game of the Year
edition.
Marble
It the Fuck Up. So
go for it.
Do it.
Mega
Push
Marble. Hard M rating.
Mega Marble.
Marble It the
Jump.
Fuck Up. Fuck off.
When you get to a really hard part, you can hit a button that just goes, hey, fuck off.
Fuck off. Why don't you go and fuck off then?
Yay.
And they'll have DLC that. You go. Hey, I want to let everybody know about what keeps the show alive. It's viewers like you.
Da, 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 da.
But it's also...
The more you know.
Yeah. That's...
But it's also raw, unabashed...
Greenbacks, baby!
Merchandise. Oh, sales.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
on
the same
page.
Well,
that's what leads one leads to another.
You're
chicken or the
page.
Egg kind of thing.
New stuff.
No, anyway. I want to say check out shop.mega64.com because we've got some of the best stuff you could ever ask for. Fashion, function,
sex appeal.
Fuck it. Go to shop.mega64.com. And in fact, I want to let everybody know. I know we've had a lot of new stuff come out recently. Friday, the Electric Hat came out, which was a big success.
Right down there?
Yeah, it's right there. Ooh. And they're almost gone. Just letting everybody know they're almost gone. So get yours in if you want one. The pins came out, the new pins that we did. But what I want to let everybody know, I know there's been a lot kind of happening at once, but Game Days is coming up really soon. And we wanted to have an official shirt for Game Days like we do every year.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were like, well, okay, let's get that going right now so people have them in time for Game Days. So I'd like to tell everyone and announce that the Auto Venture shirt is available for pre-order right now.
Boom.
We have a brand new shirt. The art is done by Anna Angrick. I hope I'm saying her
Anna
last
Angrick,
name.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who has done all this awesome, very like 60s inspired artwork online recently.
She's kind of nailed the retro Disney look.
Yeah, yeah. Half the people I know have her art as their avatar at this point. But anyway, her stuff is incredible. We had her do this shirt. And it's available right now for pre-order. It'll be up for pre-order until a week from now. But if you're going to Game Days, this is the official shirt of Game Days to wear there. But if you just like the shirt and you just want to get it anyway, you're obviously more than welcome to do that. You don't have to be going to Game Days to get the shirt if you like it. So
we'll allow it.
Yeah,
allow it.
We're so nice.
So that's up for pre-order right now, and it will be for the rest of the week. Shop.mega64.com.
That's cool. We've never done a white shirt for Game Days.
Yeah, it's like a cream color.
Cream? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's a cream color. So
we'll
it's not
all be
quite
in
white.
When you see everyone on that Sunday wearing that same...
Next year, we're going to do full white.
Earth tone.
With no design.
Nice.
But we'll all smoke cigarettes.
Plain white tees kind of thing.
Anyway,
we'll
some people got
notes.
It. But I also want you to check out patreon.com/mega64 because that is another great way to support the show and get some awesome stuff as a result. We just today had our panel from PAX West went up in stunning 4K resolution. If you thought this was just going to be 1080p, please
get with it.
Check
Step
yourself
it up.
At the door.
Hey! Go to patreon.com/mega64. I check out Patreons now and again. I check them out, see how they're doing. All these guys are setting their bar of entry so high, $5, $10.
Bullshit.
We set ours as low as humanly possible. $1 gets you access to all this great exclusive stuff, gets you in the door, helps support us. And what's a dollar a month? It's chump change
it's
to a baller like
a
you.
Dollar yep. If it makes you laugh.
Exactly. And so just this podcast alone, that's $100.
This podcast or the panel that went up on Patreon today too was also the panel where there were a lot of issues at the beginning, and then we discovered what happened is that it had been taken over by British YouTuber Johnny Nutmeg.
Oh,
who fuck just off. Unplugged all kinds of shit. I guess it was a prank.
That fucking wanker.
So anyway, so check it out for yourself. Anyway, okay, so we talked about Marble It Up. Marble It the fuck up. I'm mm-hmm. going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Tentatively. I also got, I picked up, but I already kind of talked about Dragon Ball FighterZ with a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Is on Switch now, which I'm super stoked about. Because I like the story mode, but so many other things came out that were competing for my time at home. But now I've been bringing this here. And yesterday I was at the studio here all day, like through the night.
Mm.
Just rendering video to add to our Mega 64 TV lineup. Yeah. Which, again, if people don't know, like, we play our videos and past decade-plus worth of stuff 24 hours a day on our Twitch channel when we're not doing this. So check it out. I changed the lineup and shuffled it up and
yeah,
added
brand
new,
new
stuff. I did all kinds of stuff. Just that it had gotten... It was, like, the same lineup, same rotation for a long time. But there's finally software out now that can more easily mix that up. So I did it. But anyway... while I was waiting for stuff to render, I was playing, yeah, Dragon Ball on Switch, and that still a great game. I can't believe Dragon Ball got, like, a legit great fighting game like that. So, anyway, still good. That's all.
Yeah, I saw they added Switch. Android, is it 16?
And, there was a trailer for 17. What?
17.
Derek, what?
What is, oh my god. No, look at that thing.
What is the bug? Wait, where?
In the leaf there.
No, what is it?
Oh my god, it's
no, don't touch it, don't touch
it, Sean.
I don't see shit.
What is it?
What is that?
Oh, fuck, dude.
What?
I did no. That's got a stinger. It's got a stinger on it.
Oh, whoa, that's rad as shit. It's like Animal Crossing.
There's this big...
Rocka, where'd you go?
Rocka.
I don't know what you're... No one has described what they're talking about, so I can't
well, there's...
tell you if I want to see.
Where did Rocka go?
All right, we're at the studio. There's a big ass
Kevin,
bug.
Pan over to... Well, maybe you can't pan over to Rocka.
Well,
never mind.
It's 7 o'clock, but I don't know. Rocka, come on.
Hey, your flashlight out.
No one has described what they're talking about.
What are you talking about?
It looks like a bug.
Yeah, here, get some way
on
this.
I think this is part of the...
Nah, it's... I don't know, dude. Come back here.
Yeah, come here. Eat it.
It's not moving.
Come back here.
Dude, what the fuck is
okay,
that?
Okay, all right. No, don't shine a light on it. No? Let's just... Okay. I don't no, even know.
Does it have a stinger?
That might be dead.
I think it could be dead. It's not moving.
No. Don't fuck with it.
Oh, I could...
Wait.
It doesn't have wings or anything, right?
I don't know how to put it.
Ew. All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. Stop fucking with it.
Fuck.
Are you gonna smash it, dude?
I think it's dead.
Oh, it is.
Fuck,
is it dead?
Dude, look at that.
Is it dead?
Okay.
Oh, it's dead, dude.
Good night, everybody.